Psalm 119, we've been reading it for several days, portions of it. It's a great psalm, and today, in the reading for today, we see the psalmist extolling the wonderful things that God does for him, how he gets in trouble, he gets down, and then God's right there to pick him up and take him on. And verse 77, Psalm 119, verse 77. I read it in three translations. And I know in our lives sometimes it takes us a long time with God to get something. That was a great sharing. That was great sharing this morning, Alan. And the psalmist does the same kind of thing. He looks back at his life and he says, wow, that's what's happened to me. And he goes on and on about the situation that has brought him to a revelation that God is really good and he really takes care of his people and he's watching out for him personally. And that's what I got out of this psalm this morning. And he summed it up in verse 77. He says, let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. And I think in life sometimes, especially as I was younger, his law wasn't my delight. His law was my duty or something I had to do. And I always felt so bad and guilty when I didn't measure up. You know, you'd get one of the Ten Commandments down and then fall down in another one. And you'd be reading along, and oh, today, three or four of them, you get an A. And then, oh, I had a bad thought. So anyway, his law hasn't always been my delight, but as I'm getting older, his law is my delight because he fulfilled it for me. Will we ever really grasp and get the message of grace in our lives? The grace, that's really bottom line what you were talking about, Alan. It's the grace of God. I don't have to worry because of the grace of God. As I've seen my husband go through the cancer that he's going through and the chemotherapy, it's amazing to me. I'm going to tell on you, Carl, just a little bit, but it's good telling on you. You can wake up and say, listen. When we go to the doctor, it doesn't make any difference what the doctor says. Carl never goes up when it's really great, and he never goes down when it's really bad. He's living in that life of faith as he faces this cancer and chemotherapy. He's like in a beautiful bubble that he trusts God. He trusts God. Again, Psalm 119, you could write over the top of it a story of a man trusting God. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I might live, for thy law is indeed my delight. And in the New Living it says, surround me with your tender mercies so I may live, for your instructions are my delight. In the Message, I just love what it says. Now comfort me so I can live, really live. We can really live when we accept and receive the grace of God and his tender mercies, no matter what the circumstances. We can really live. Your revelation is the tune I dance to. Amen. That's what you were doing, Alan. You were dancing to the revelation of the Word of God. We dance to the revelation of what he says about a situation, or when he opens a secret from the Word to us and we see it and we know that applies to our own life. So I can really, really live because your revelation, your law, is the tune that I love to dance to. Let's stand and let's say it out of the Message together. Now comfort me so I can live, really live. Your revelation is the tune I dance too. Do you think we can dance even a little?
Sure.
After we worship today?
That's
Let's worship the Lord with everything we have.
Amen.
Amen.